Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Piper Laurie. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Your Series E savings bonds can now go on earning interest for as long as 10 years beyond maturity. Hold your maturing bonds for more interest and keep on buying them regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. In a moment, we'll introduce Piper Laurie, but right now, let's listen to Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Harold Arlen's exciting Sing My Heart. Thank you, Harry. And now our guest, Piper Laurie. She appears in an original Guest Star sketch entitled All in the Family by D.H. Johnson. We take you to Hollywood and Miss Piper Laurie.
The little brass plate over my window at the bank says, Pain Teller.
And I guess you'd expect a bank teller named Maggie Jones to have both feet on the ground right up to the ankles.
But that morning, when I looked up and saw Mark Williams outside my window,
my heart zoomed up and down like a yo-yo.
My hand knocked over a pile of coins.
I guess I looked as flustered as a love-struck 16-year-old.
Because, you see, in spite of what I told Mark so many times,
I loved him. He didn't seem to notice anything, though. He just stood there grinning at me. Handsome as ever.
Hello, Maggie.
Well, Mark, it's been a long time.
Too long, Maggie. But you're the one who said we had to stop seeing each other.
And you know why?
Yeah, because I kept asking you to marry me.
And you know why I can't, Mark? I'll never marry a man who can't save any money.
Yeah, that's me, all right. Today's payday, and I've got $100 in my pocket. Before next payday, I'll be flat broke. I just can't seem to hang on to the stuff.
You know, Mark, my dad was just like you. A nice guy, a lovable guy. But he just couldn't put anything aside. That's why, way back when I was a child, I decided I'd never marry anybody like that.
Yeah. And that's probably why you got this job in the bank. Well, that isn't what I came to see you about, Maggie. I wanted to ask you...
Yes?
Would you come down to City Hall with me and get a marriage license?
What?
Now, look, Maggie. I've got a chance at a great new job over at the Billings Engineering Works. Twice the pay I'm getting now. A wonderful job. But Mr. Billings wants a married man.
Mark, I've told you I'll never marry a man who can't save.
Maggie, I'm not asking you to marry me. Just come with me and get a marriage license. I'll show it to Mr. Billings as proof that I intend to get married and get the job. Now, by the time he finds out I'm not going to get married at all, I'll approve myself on the job and he'll keep me on anyway. You're the only girl I could ask a thing like this, Maggie. Please, come with me and get a marriage license. I'll never even ask to see you again.
I look at Mark through the teller's window. A nice guy. A lovable guy. If he could just only learn to sing. And then I made up my mind. All right, Mark. I'll go with you this noon and get the license. But for a fee.
Fee?
You said you have $100 in your pocket.
Well, yeah, that's being paid, eh?
Very well. I'll go with you and get the license. If you pay me $50.
$50? Okay, I'll probably spend it on something before tomorrow anyway. Here's your $50, Maggie. I'll meet you at City Hall at lunchtime.
So at lunchtime, Mark and I got a marriage license, shook hands, and he went off to show the license to Mr. Billings and get his job. Mark seemed to think he'd never see me again, but I had a different plan. I made a little phone call. Is this Mr. Billings of the Billings Engineering Works?
Yes, who's this?
Well, never mind, Mr. Billings. I just want to tip you off about something. A Mr. Williams, Mark Williams, is coming to see you about a job. Now, he's going to show you a marriage license to prove that he intends to get married. But don't you believe him, Mr. Billings. Ask him to show you the girl.
What? Show me the girl? Well, I certainly will, the young scoundrel.
And that afternoon, just as I expected, Mark was back at my window at the bank.
Maggie, something horrible's happened.
Oh, dear. Mr. Billings didn't give you the job? Not even when he saw the marriage license?
Well, he said he would hire me, only he didn't believe there was a girl.
My, my. I wonder what made him think that.
He asked me to show him the girl, Maggie, and I wondered, well, would you come to Mr. Billings' office and tell him we really are going to be married?
Tell a lie? Deceive Mr. Billings? Pretend I'm going to marry a man who can't save?
You won't do it.
Well, of course I'll do it. For a fee.
Fee? Again?
It'll cost you $47, Mark.
Look, Maggie, I had $100 this morning. I paid you $50 and $3 for the license. $47's all I've got left.
That's exactly what I figured. Of course, if you want to keep your money and lose the job...
Okay. Here's your $47. Meet me at Mr. Billings' office right up at the bank closes. But I'll tell you one thing, Maggie. I'm glad I'm not really marrying you.
Oh?
Inside that beautiful head of yours, there's a Scrooge loose.
Yes, that's exactly what Mark really thought. But I wasn't too sure myself that my plan was going to work. Because when I arrived at Mr. Billings' office, Mr. Billings didn't seem very convinced.
Well, so this is the young woman you're planning to marry.
Yes, Mr. Billings.
How do you do, Mr. Billings?
How do you do? Seems to me that if you were actually this young man's fiancée, when you come into the room, he'd do a little more than just nod to you.
You mean I ought to kiss her or something, huh?
Well, wouldn't you?
Well, of course, of course. Come here, Maggie.
There'll be another fee for this, Mark. $5 a kiss.
Mercenary little. All right, but you'll have to charge it. Hold still now. Oh, there. Are you convinced now, Mr. Billings?
All right, youngsters. You don't need to overdo it. I'm sold. You get the job, young man. Start Monday morning. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll step out and look around the plant.
Well, Mark, you got the job.
Yeah, I've got the job.
You still glad you're not going to marry me?
Maggie, if you'd only... Now, what's the use? You'd never marry a guy who can't save a dime.
That's right. Well, of course, you are saving money now.
Me? Saving? What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. I took all that money you paid me and put it into savings bonds in your name.
You mean I've got money saved? Me?
So, now that you're saving money... What's to keep us from getting married?
Oh, Maggie, come here, honey, and let me... Now, wait a minute. If I kiss you again, how much is it going to cost me?
Don't worry, Mark. From here on in, it's all in the family.
A fine performance, Piper Laurie. Only I think we should add one line to the play.
They lived happily ever after?
That's right.
Well, Rod, I don't think we even have to add that line. Because as our listeners know, two young people who start saving before they get married are almost bound to be successful. Don't you think so?
I certainly do. Financial security is pretty important to a happy home. And apparently a lot of other people think so, too, because about 43 million Americans own savings bonds.
Well, in my book, Rod, there's no easier way to save than by investing part of every paycheck in United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. That way you save before you spend. And the first thing you know, you've got a nice nest egg for emergencies and a head start on the things you want in your future. Things like a new home or a college education for your children or perhaps money for retirement later on.
That's right, Piper. And remember, too, that there's no safer investment you can make. Savings bonds are guaranteed by Uncle Sam. Even if they should be lost or stolen, they can be replaced without charge. They pay back $4 for every $3 you've invested at maturity. And even more if you hold them longer.
Friends, let me suggest that you start now to make your future happier and more secure. Sign up for regular savings with one of the world's finest investments, United States Savings Bonds.
Good suggestion, Piper Laurie, and thanks for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sousnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra wind up the program with I Love Louisa. You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured Piper Laurie. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Miss Laurie for their contribution to the Savings Bond program. The supporting players, William Tracy and Will Wright, the narrator, Rod O'Connor. The play was directed by Lewis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sousnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to invest more in United States Savings Bonds. They're now even better.